The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Ryan Day. Ohio State hosts Rutgers on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
I talked about it yesterday. Just, you know, very pleased with the start we came out with last week, but we're knee deep into Rutgers. You know, they got a veteran defense coming back here, really good in the back end, and had a good start last week. So, we're working hard here, game planning for these guys.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and open the call for questions now.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Good. John McNulty, the Rutgers offensive coordinator, and Graciano obviously have a history working together. Two-part question. Wondering if do you see that an advantage either way, considering John knows Greg's defense and Greg knows John's offense, and two, just from a general, I know it's one game, but what have you seen from Rutgers offense so far?
I think that, anytime you have some familiarity, with the other, the other side, the consideration, obviously, your experiences, what you, in practice, in games, anytime you do some, you go up against somebody you're familiar with, you take that into consideration. But at the end of the day, you got to put your players in position to make plays, and you can't make it as well. The players are the ones who can play. And it's very common, for guys to be familiar with each other and play, go against each other several times. So, both guys are very experienced and unbelievable coaches. So, I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary, but and I think the thing that we notice about Rutgers on offense is just that a lot of pro style offense, very organized, and their quarterback real chance here. So overall, that's their start.
Thanks, Ryan.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Ryan, I know you're an offensive coach, but how much attention has been placed this week, I'm assuming a lot, on cutting down the big plays defensively?
Yeah, like you said, my focus right now is on the offensive side. So, I know that you guys spoke with Greg yesterday. So, working like they always do, and that's always a big part of what our defense focuses on. They want to focus on turnovers and winning the big play. So I don't think anything's changed there. That's always going to be the focus.
Could you also assess the offensive line play? Obviously, a lot of different players at different spots on Saturday. How would you say that the offensive line played?
No, they were solid. I thought that we were able to play a lot of guys. It was a hot thing, like we said, and there's a point there where, we platoon the second line in there. A lot of different guys playing, but I thought that overall the tempo very well. They kept pushing through it and late in the drive. Did a nice job with movement, so it was a good start for them as well.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Well,
your next question is from Josh Newman, Gannett NJ.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks. What is it that makes Nick Bosa so effective?
First off, he's very gifted. It's just in terms of his size, power, speed, strength, and then you combine him with Larry Johnson, who's as good of a coach as there is in America, developing defensive linemen. I think when you put those two guys together, that's what you got. And he's playing at a very high level right now.
Thanks, Ryan.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Ryan, I saw where Dwayne mentioned, he didn't run the ball because he's got two guys that's their job to do it. With that in mind, with the quarterback maybe running less this year. Do you think there's a possibility that both Weber and Dobbins could each get 1,000 yards this year?
Who knows? You know, you don't know how the season's going to play out. You know, you just worry about, obviously, the game that's in front of you. You know, Dwayne can run. It's just, you know, there's some times where, you know, whatever the defense is presenting, you know, there's times where the decision is to hand the ball off. You know, you didn't see any designed quarterback runs on Saturday, but there are times where he can read somebody and pull it if that's the situation. But going back to the running back situation, you know, both those guys have the capability to be over 1,000-yard rushers for sure.
And the wide receiver position, McLaren had a big game for you. Would you like to see one guy emerge as your, you know, Devin Smith or your Michael Thomas, or are you just happy with whoever emerges game by game as long as somebody's doing it?
I think it's a unique situation because we have so many guys there. I mean, you're talking about, again, like 8 to 10 guys in there that you feel really good about putting in the game. And I think they rely on each other because of the depth. So, you know, based on who you're playing, based on sometimes just where the ball ends up on coverage, and, you know, there's no telling who can, you know, have, you know, 6 to 7, 8 catches, and sometimes maybe you don't get a ball. But that's who you see. Terry, you know, I'm so proud of him. Is, you know, there were some games in there we didn't get a lot of looks. He comes out and has a big game to start the season. So, no, you know, we all want the guys to play at a high level, but it's not like we're looking for one or two guys to stick out. You know, we play a lot of depth because we like to play fast, and so that's kind of the mindset. We got an unselfish group.
Thanks, Ryan.
No problem.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Ryan, you guys kicked off 12 times on Saturday. Oregon State only returned kickoff 3 times, but they fair caught it a few times inside the 25. Just wondering, based off of that first game, are there any changes you guys are looking at going into this game on your kickoff strategy?
Any what? I'm sorry, Dan.
On your kickoff strategy, are there any changes that you guys are looking at?
Oh, changes. No. I think that, you know, we, you know, our kickoff team, you know, we have the way that we do it. And I thought Blake did a nice job kicking the ball, got a few into the end zone. You know, they decided to fair catch a few, but we have to be ready for those guys to return all those because we don't dictate, you know, when they fair catch it, when they don't. So, you know, we'll keep working on it, watch the film, make the corrections, try to improve it. But that's the plan.
Also, it looked like you guys used more 2 tight end sets on Saturday than you had last year. I know that's something that Kevin Wilson had talked about this spring possibly doing, but how important is that to your offense, having those packages that get, you know, multiple tight ends on the field at once?
It presents a different look to the defense. And, you know, when we are playing, you know, 88 plays, you know, you're rolling guys, and, you know, we're a little bit more depth this year at tight end, which gives us a few more options. So anytime you present different personnel groupings, that's one more thing for the defense to work on. And so it presents, you know, a different way to attack them. And so, you know, we're looking at all those things. You know, we had a play or two in there where we had 2 tight ends and 2 running backs in the game. So, you know, looking at some of those things and figuring out, you know, what grouping at that time gives us the best situation to be successful and trying to create, you know, more conflict for the defense and more to prepare for.
Thanks, Ryan.
We can take one last question for Coach Day.
Your final question is from Garrett Sipien, SuckeyeSports.com.
Hey, Ryan, I was just wondering, you've talked about Chris's addition to the quarterback room, and I was just wondering what stood out about him when you guys were looking to add depth for a third guy?
Well, somebody with some experience, somebody that's you know, played in college football games, somebody that, you know, and he's old enough and mature enough where he's going to be able to come in a short period of time and pick up the offense. And then, you know, quick release and accuracy.
Thanks, Ryan.
Coach, thank you very much for your time and best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Okay.